I'm Lou Larini from Surreal News, broadcast on WSLR LP 96.5 FM in Sarasota and WVPV LP 100.1 FM in Bradenton. And I was just thinking about how some Republicans are trying to erase recent history as if no one would notice. This week, former Vice President Mike Pence visited the Republican Study Committee, the largest block of House conservatives, who generally heaped praise on him for doing the right thing on January 6th, which, by the way, was his job. Of course, that puts them at odds with the orange menace of Palm Beach County, who's still calling officials in states he lost, such as Wisconsin, trying to get them to decertify or somehow eliminate the result. Yeah, I know that was 2 years ago, but if the Orange Menace has taught us anything about his mode of operation, it's that doubling down on the crazy is the only way to go. But what I have to wonder about is where these Republicans now congratulating Pence for saving the democracy were when few of them would go on the record and recognize Joe Biden as the fairly and freely elected president of these United States. Rep. Chip Roy, Republican from Texas, stood up during the meeting and told Pence, I just want to thank you for defending our Constitution. I'm happy to shout it from Mar-a-Lago to Bedminster, but I just want you to know how grateful we are. Two people in the room told Axios he had said, it's outstanding. It really meets the moment, Rep. Andy Barr, Republican from Kentucky, told reporters. The vice president is really a moral force for our party. He's a real true leader, and he's earned the respect of Republicans and other Americans all over the country, Barr added. Pence was invited to speak by the current RSC chair, Rep. Jim Banks, Republican from Indiana. Now for a walk down memory lane, neither Roy, Barr, nor Banks joined the only 10 Republicans in the House to vote to impeach the former president for his role in the insurrection. Rep. Banks, for instance, joined his colleague, Ohio Rep. Jim Jordan, maligning the mission of the January 6th committee and supporting the big lie, telling constituents he had questions about the legality of some votes cast in the 2020 election, while steering clear of some of the former president's more fantastical claims. But like Jordan, he supported a Texas lawsuit seeking to toss out key Biden victories and voted to overturn the results in Congress. And speaking of Texas, Rep. Roy initially was on board with all manner of election fraud investigation, but to his credit backed off and no evidence of any fraud could be found, and voted to certify. Barr, while keeping the door open to the ridiculous and unproven allegations of election fraud, also voted to certify the election on the grounds that it was not Congress's job to litigate an election, which should be left to the courts. So, the investigation of the January 6th insurrection continues to make clear, barring the bravery of Capitol law enforcement and some dumb luck, Vice President Mike Pence could have been hung by the angry mob. I wonder if that would have been enough to get these Republicans to vote to impeach the architect of all the mayhem.